Happy birthday!
What?
Hey Joe, this is Heather from the Heather and Ben Show. You know, your fellow redheaded companion. Just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday. Faggot.
Hey, Heather!
Yeah, that was Heather from the Heather and Ben Show.
That was actually
heatherandbenshow.com. TheHeatherandBenShow.com.
Okay, why don't you throw a plug in there?
Little plug in there.
Why don't you go to joeiscool.com?
Really? Is it joeiscool.com?
No.
Joeisafaggot.com.
What? There's no such website. Hi, I'm Joe.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Welcome to iHeartSnacks, the show that's made on Saturdays.
And shipped out on Saturdays for your pleasure.
Or so you can get fresh.
Freshness. Go fresh.
So,
happy birthday to you. I only sing the end of that song.
So when you're at a party and everyone's around the table.
Yeah, I wait.
You just wait.
Until the time.
Happy birthday to you.
Because, you don't have to know the person's name at the end of the song.
Oh, is that what it is? You're always confused.
Yeah, I don't want to, go. Everyone's going, happy birthday, Joe. And then I'm like, Steven.
Steve.
And I'm like, oop.
I like when you had a birthday party for a grandma and everybody's got a different name for her. It's like grandma or mom or whatever her name is.
It sounds like happy birthday.
You know, or she's chewing on her own teeth.
Oof. How do you do that?
That's what grandmas do.
They chew on their own teeth.
They're horses with powers.
Man powers.
We got a lot of voicemails this week because I begged for voicemails, because I'm an attention whore, and I want everybody to look at me.
We did get a lot of voicemails.
So should we get to some of those right now?
Why don't we play another one?
Let's play.
That was from Heather.
From the Heather and Ben Show?
.com.
TheHeatherandBenShow.com.
Do you like puppets?
Yeah.
Do you like cartoons?
Oh yeah, big time.
Go to this website.
It doesn't sound like I'd like your show, though.
Ah, shit.
It doesn't sound
like. Play a voicemail.
Alright.
Hi, it's Stevie. And I was talking to Ben online today, and I was like, I think I'm going to call again. He's like, yeah, you should call today because tomorrow's Joe's birthday. So I said I would call, and I said I'd sing happy birthday. I'm going to sing happy birthday to Joe. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joe. Okay. I'm not a really good singer, so whatever. But, yeah, you guys, your show is crazy. It's hilarious. I like it when you guys go online in the internet. It's really funny. But yeah, so I got a bunch of people listening to your show as well. God, this is a show. It's hilarious. Ha ha ha. And seriously, I told them this, and I was like, first time I listened to your show, I don't know where, but I got it. And then I was crying because I was laughing so hard. But anyway, Ben added me to his buddy list. I feel kind of special. I feel kind of like a. Kind of special. But, happy birthday, Jeff. You're dope cheese. Bye.
She's right, I'm dope cheese.
You are? You're dope cheese?
I'm dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
I gotta say, Evie sings happy birthday way better than you do.
Well,
she sings the whole song. You're like,
well, it was kind of cut out.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that's the best part, isn't it?
I kind of like the beginning.
Really?
Thanks for calling up, Evie. Yeah. And thanks for being a super fan.
She is our super fan.
She's the super fan of the show.
She is the first one to, actually respond.
She was like that Star Trek movie.
To call our voice.
First contact? So is she a Vulcan?
Maybe.
Did you ask her? I mean, all of a sudden you guys are best friends now. You're like BFF.
She's on my buddy list.
You got a buddy list?
Yep. What
the hell is a buddy list?
When you have an account on a AIM chat client thing. You can talk to people online.
You know,
speaking of buddy lists.
Yeah?
I just was playing some hockey last night online.
Hockey?
Yeah. Talked to this guy from Boston. Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Big hockey fan?
No, not really. I mean, he was talking to me about, me and my sister were playing the game, and then we went online. I was like, oh, let's play online. And I forgot I had my USB headset plugged in.
Okay.
And I went to the play now option, so just randomly select someone that you play with. And I'm picking my team, and I hear in my little drawer where the thing is, I hear, I'm like, what the hell is that? And it's the guy talking. Maggie picks up the headset. She starts talking to him, tells where we're from, and she says that I'm playing and she's talking. And then I'm like about to tell him. I say, Matt, go tell him about our website. Go tell him about iHeartSnacks.
Okay.
She goes, no, you do it. She hands me a thing. I'm all like, So I'm playing the game, trying to put the thing on. People from Boston, I don't know if you know this, have a very strange accent.
Wait, when they say, like, what kind of words?
Like car.
What do they say?
And shooter. What? They say shooter.
They say shooter?
Yeah. I have? Like shooting games, you know, like I like the shooting games, SOCOM, SOCOM 1, SOCOM 2. I just got the third one. I don't know if they're making a fourth one. They're online. You try them out? No, I have Killzone, that's online. Yeah, I heard of the Killzone. I'm more of a SOCOM fan. SOCOM. I play it in my car. No, seriously, I have a weird accent. I'm from Boston.
Speaking of Boston,
yeah,
in Massachusetts,
yeah,
we got a voicemail from there.
What?
We've got another fan
that just called us at like 11:11.
We started the show like 10 minutes ago. They called 10 minutes ago.
Let's
play that one.
Okay,
in a car.
So gone.
Shoot it.
Yeah, it's playing. Oh, never mind. I'm just calling to tell you that I heart snacks and your show, and yeah, happy birthday to Joe. Dope cheese.
I love when people say dope cheese at the end of their voicemail.
Dope cheese.
Dope.
Remember
cheese.
When Evie first called us and her sister was in the background?
Yes.
Going, dope cheese.
Which like went that? Dope.
Dope
and
cheese.
And then it got cut off.
Yeah.
She must have hung up her phone. I'm picturing she had a little flip cell phone. Just flipped it closed.
Oh.
So you said dope.
Yeah.
Hey, you were just telling me where the origin of Dope Cheese came from.
Yeah, I was listening.
Who told us about Dope Cheese?
I was listening to the archives of our show, I believe.
iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com?
Yes.
Or check us out on iTunes.
Yeah, okay. Chester Cheetah called us up.
He did?
Yeah, and told us all about Dope Cheese.
The guy who did his voice?
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
What?
He called again.
He did?
Play that voicemail.
All right. Hey, you guys, this is Chester Cheetah. Well, the guy who does his voice, my name is Ron Korvac. I do the Chester Cheetah voice. I don't do it, like any old time. I have to do it when I'm doing a commercial, so I'm not going to do it for you. I just wanted to say that I was listening to the back shows of your shows, and I don't think I get enough respect. I only got one voicemail played, and I think I sent you like 5, and you don't play it. I hope you play this one. All right, Dope Cheese.
Ron Korvac.
He's a liar. I didn't get any of those voicemails. No.
No, I didn't get any either.
Maybe he's calling our other show.
What other show?
That uses the same phone number.
We use the same phone number for another show?
Yeah. Ice Cream Sandwich Radio. .blogspot.com.
Ronnie Co.
Ronnie Korvac.
Ronnie Co.
I don't think he likes that. Call him by his real name.
Alright, he's the inventor of Dope Cheese.
He is.
Dope Cheese. Cool. Looks like I'm gonna take his job.
You can do that.
I can.
That's cool. What else are you talking about? What are we talking about?
You got a new video game.
Yeah, I did.
You so totally lied to me about it.
It was so funny. We were in the mall last night, and we're going past EB Games, and there's a big poster of the new Mario game for DS. And you go, I got that game. You're like, no, you don't. That would have been the first thing you told me, that you got that game. And I was like, yeah, I got it. And you didn't believe me. And come back to my house, I give you my DS, I put GBA game in there of Super Mario Bros. 2.
I was cheese.
As gave it to him, here you go. Got this new game. He starts playing it, and then I reset it on him. Then I put the real game in there. And he's like, oh my god, I can't believe you got this. And then he smacked the shit out of me.
I beat the fuck out of you. You lying sack of shit.
That was funny.
It's not funny.
You want to play some other voicemails that you got for your birthday?
I'd love to get
those. Or do you want to close out the show with those?
Let's play one now and then close the rest.
Okay. Let's play.
Play it now.
Hi, guys. It's me, Amber, again. I was just calling to wish Joe a very happy birthday. If your birthday is, what did you say, May 27th? That means you're a Gemini, just like me. Yay! My birthday is in June. I can't wait one. Anyways, yeah, I just wanted to call and say what's up. I have a sneaking suspicion that my phone is going to get turned off sometime in the next couple of days because I never pay my bills because I'm broke as a joke. But, yeah, I just spent the weekend in Roswell, Georgia, which is the hometown of Mr. David Cross. And it's true, it does stay white out later there than in other places, if you catch my drift. So, all right. This is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Boop. You should be careful in Roswell.
No, that's Roswell, New Mexico. You should be careful.
No, didn't you hear about the incident that happened in Roswell, Georgia?
No, what happened?
You didn't hear about it?
No.
All right. What was Roswell, New Mexico, like 1951?
Yeah.
1952.
All right.
Get this. Another spaceship lands.
Really?
Yeah. It crash lands, if you will.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Is Samus Aran on it?
No, not Gamer. No, guess who's on it?
Who?
Guess who's on it?
Gary Busey.
Well, Gary Busey's an infant on it.
Oh, okay.
Guess who's holding Gary Busey? As he walks out of the wreckage on fire.
Superman?
No, not Superman.
Who?
Al Gore.
Wow.
Al Gore.
The inventor of the internet?
Yeah. This is like moments before he invented the internet.
Wow.
He came to the, you know, to Earth.
Okay.
Made his first,
came
like,
down to
steps
Earth
on the Earth's soil. He took his baby, Gary Busey.
Okay.
Who is half,
mutant.
Half mutant. Threw him against the ground. As hard as he could.
Oh my God.
Right? Hence his first traumatic brain injury, Gary Busey. That motorcycle's a cover-up. That's what the FBI wants you to think.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the ground explodes. Right? Really? And that's the formation of the internet.
I don't understand.
The internet just takes
over. Is
it a
big hole in the ground?
No. It's the explosion of Gary Busey's baby head hitting the floor.
You too.
The floor of Long Island. Long Island. And the ground is the floor over here.
Yeah. Hey, don't drop that on the floor outside. You drop that on the floor outside, it's all dirty.
Why is there a floor outside?
No.
The floor.
Man, people. Weird.
We say water, cool.
Water.
Hey, I'm gonna go get a drink of water.
Water.
And my dog.
Gonna play some SOCOM.
SOCOM.
1, 2, and 3. Anyway, thanks, Amber, for calling.
Oh, yes, definitely. I was just telling her to be careful while she's in Roswell.
Well, she was there.
She got out alive?
Yep.
Whew.
Did your mom or dad ever give you that record or tape that's, like, is about the spaceman, and he comes down to Earth to sing
Weirdo.
No, seriously, I'm serious.
Your mom or dad ever give you a spaceman tape? Did you ever get one of those?
No.
I got me a spaceman tape.
No. It was a cassette. I got the cassette. I heard people can get the record, too. And it was like a birthday record. Or tape.
Somebody came down to Earth to give you a birthday tape. That is stupid.
The story.
Your parents
are
liars.
It's a song.
I gotta tell you this. I hope you don't get offended. Your parents are fucking liars.
Oh, boy.
There's okay, no spaceman singing you a birthday.
Okay, listen.
It's on the floor.
It's like a song, and like, you know how they like put in your name? It's like, da 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 da, Ben. Like that. It's like a different voice that says the name. Yeah, it was like that. It was about this spaceman named Zoom, who lives on the moon, comes down to Earth just to sing you this tune. Hey, Benjamin, it's your birthday today.
It's your birthday.
You never got that one?
I think you're a liar.
Jamie has it.
Jamie?
Jamie Abdulis.
Jamie Abdulis?
Yeah, my friend.
Abdulis.
Abdulis. She goes in, she's on Long Island.
Long Island.
She sits on the floor.
The floor? Outside on the floor? Right, it's all dirty.
Outside on the floor,
you know what
it's
I
all
hate?
Dirty.
When I go to Florida.
What?
Florida.
Florida.
And I tell people, hey, where y'all from?
Where y'all from?
I'm like, I'm from Long Island.
You're from Long Island.
Hey. They throw on that thick Long Island accent. I'm like, hey, shut the fuck up before I knock you down on the floor.
Get you all dirty.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, can I get you a drink of water? I'm like, no, you're just some random guy
in
the street.
Want some coffee?
Coffee shop. Can't talk about that guy.
Who is that guy?
The Joker. The Riddler, whatever his name is. You know, the guy with all the question marks.
Yeah, who is...
Sam Kinison. No, he's dead. He's a comedian.
And Sam Kinison's not tall and skinny. Sam Kinison's short and fat.
No, he's short and dead.
Dead. Something...
Lesko.
Lesko, yeah. Lesko. Mike Lesko?
Whatever.
The guy who tells you about grants and loans.
Yeah, and he runs away from the government.
Yeah.
The government's out to get him. Look out. The accent show, I think.
All right. We're over 15 minutes.
Oh my god, that is a MF'n long show.
Yeah.
Trucker.
So, we're gonna end with some voicemails that we got.
We never went on the internet today.
Can't. It's broken.
It's broken?
Yeah.
Who broke the internet?
Al Gore ran out of virgins. Gonna have to take your mom.
Oh!
That doesn't make any sense. I broke Joe. Let's go. Away.
Alright, check us out. Right. In life. Not even on the internet. Because it's broken. Come to our house.
Come to my house. 207 Woodland Estates Drive. Baldwin, New York. 11510.
I'm usually sleeping there, so you'll find me there too.
We have a man bed.
Mm-hmm.
We sleep in a man bed. All right. So, did you catch that address? Because maybe you didn't. It's 207 Woodland Estates Drive.
Baldwin,
New York. 11510. Send me some snail mail.
And send us some Gmail.
Gmail?
At iHeartSnacks, spelt out, at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can send Ben Wants a Kitty.
Ben Wants a Kitty.
Ben Wants a Kitty at gmail.com.
Or
Joe Rivolo at gmail.com. Or,
what?
Call us.
What?
718-304-7853.
Nice. You remembered.
All right.
All right. Happy birthday, Joe.
Hey, high five. Ow.
I'm calling for Brad and Joe and Joe's mom as well. Guys, this is Bill Cosby. Now we met up at the club last club, and you told me to stop by and bring some pudding pops. I was gonna stop by the show later and bring some pudding pops down to the show, and we was gonna hang out and eat the pudding pops. And then Rudy was gonna come by too, and then I got dope cheese.
Joe, this is Mr. T. Have a great day. Bye.